Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, June 1, 2006. Four residents arrested near Hebron and 10 in Siward town near Ramallah. Jewish settlers attack Palestinians in Tel Ramada, Hebron, while resistance injures two soldiers during a pre-dawn invasion to Jenin. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers arrested four residents in the village of Al-Shiach, northeast of the West Bank city of Hebron, after invading it and conducting military searches of homes. A large military force invaded the village, especially Al-Kherba and Al-Khafan areas, searched several houses and arrested four residents, local sources reported. The arrestees were identified as Mohammed Badawi al-Halaka, 48, Mohammed Suleiman al-Halaka, 50, Salah Ibrahim al-Hassana, 29, and Hani Ibrahim al-Ayada, 20 years old. The arrestees were taken to an unknown destination, local sources added. Israeli soldiers arrested on Thursday morning 10 residents from Siward town east of the West Bank city of Ramallah after invading it and closing its entrances. Troops attacked and searched several homes and several constructions, conducted military searches and arrested at least 10 residents, local sources reported. Soldiers based near the Ofra settlement near the town attacked dozens of homes after claiming that stones were hurled at settlers' vehicles passing on a settlement road near the town. In a separate incident, soldiers installed portable checkpoints near the northern entrance of Ramallah and near Sorda village, interrogating dozens of residents and searching vehicles. Jewish settlers living illegally on stolen Palestinian land assaulted citizens in Tel Ramada neighbourhood of the West Bank city of Hebron in an attack which locals say is meant to push them out of their homes so Israeli settlers can further expand their settlements. The family of Taysir Abu Aisha said that at least 10 colonisers near Ramat Tesheh, Jewish-only colony, attacked the Palestinians' family house with stones and empty bottles and chased the children, hurling dirty water at them. The citizen, Hannah Abul Haika, pointed out that the repressive acts of the settlers are taking place in front of Israeli soldiers, who make no effort to stop the settlers from attacking the Palestinians. He believes such collaboration between soldiers and settlers are part of the attempt to force the Palestinians to leave so that settlers can take over homes and annex them for the Israeli state. The Israeli army arrested one resident from Taisha refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem during a pre-dawn invasion Thursday. Six army jeeps stormed the camp and searched several residents' homes before arresting Abdullah al-Rahfa of al-Balwi, 28, and taking him to an unknown location, his family said. Al-Balwi works as an officer in the Palestinian Authority Preventative Security Force in the city of Bethlehem. Palestinian resistance fighters injured two soldiers during an Israeli army invasion to the West Bank city of Jenin and its refugee camp Thursday at dawn. More than 20 army vehicles stormed the city and the refugee camp. Resistance fighters from Al-Quds brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, clashed with the army and detonated a 140-kilogram street-side bomb. The army announced that two soldiers were injured in the incident. Residents in the city said the sound of the explosion rocked the entirety of Jenin. Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and nearby Balata refugee camp on Thursday morning. Troops entered the city and refugee camp from several directions, then took positions in the city centre and refugee camp. According to the local residents, infantry and jeeps were also seen inside the city. The army also stormed Al-Tur area in the city, two posts for the Palestinian Authority security forces. No arrests were made, local sources reported. The Israeli army stormed Al-Barak Culture and Research Centre in the Al-Bira city, south of the West Bank, and arrested the centre's director on Thursday. Troops invaded the building's offices and searched the place, then arrested Adib Zaeda, the director of the centre. Computers and files were confiscated by the army, eyewitnesses said. Zaeda was released from Israeli jail only 3 days ago. The Al-Barak Centre is a Palestinian NGO that holds workshops and studies culture and Palestinian issues. Israeli troops stationed at Hawawa checkpoint, south of the West Bank city of Nablus, arrested a Palestinian child and took him to an unknown location, Thursday at noon. The soldiers said they arrested the boy because they claimed he was in possession of a knife found when they searched him passing the checkpoint, eyewitnesses said. The name of the child and his destination of arrest are not known. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.